I'm Brent Martin. I'm sitting with Oklahoma University Athletic Director Joe Castiglione, and I've known Joe for a little bit from the time even when I was at KFEQ in St. Joseph, working with him when he was with the University of Missouri. And Joe, I'm going to put this interview under the timing is everything interview, because you're here. It's Wednesday, November 28th. There's a football game that's going to happen on Saturday that pits Oklahoma versus, the University of Missouri. But this was scheduled long in advance that you were coming here to the Learfield studios to see things. But it's got to be kind of an odd sort of feeling to be in the Jefferson City, Columbia area at this time.
Especially when everyone here is decked out in crimson. You know?
we weren't going to mention that.
I was kidding all of them that we're putting them on a bus immediately and driving them to Columbia and have them parade around the University of Missouri campus. But no, it really brings back a lot of memories because, you know, a great deal of one's life in this business becomes really as much personal as it is professional. Probably because you have a chance to get to know people, be around them, work with them, and see them grow. I'm sure people here at Learfield could say the same thing about me. I've been associated with Clyde Lear, Roger Gardner, several folks, Greg Brown, several folks I saw here in the studio that have been with Learfield once when it was called just the Missouri Net. And in a different location. And so it was kind of like a bit of a reunion here when I first walked in. But all those years at Missouri, having a partnership with Learfield, and then ironically, but being pleasantly surprised that Oklahoma had one with Learfield as well. And of course, since I've been on campus, we've been able to expand it exponentially with all the new media and technology and platforms that are available to build one's program. And so this trip, in fact, was scheduled over 2 months ago and just coincided with a very big week.
And for those who don't realize, Learfield Communications doesn't just have the University of Missouri football rights. We have rights to over 30 sports properties across the country, one of them being University of Oklahoma, very big in football and basketball, I think maybe even some baseball, but very big in the athletic department at Oklahoma. And so that's the relationship that we have and the reason that you're in Jefferson City touring Learfield. I want to talk a little bit about your position as AD of Oklahoma. How did your years at Missouri, at the University of Missouri, which I think we were talking about, 17? Mm-hmm. How did they prepare you for the position you have now?
Well, without question, you know, my life has been and will always be significantly influenced by my experience living in Columbia, Missouri, being part of the University of Missouri program, being around so many great coaches, student athletes, a good number of which I stay in touch with even to this day. I really have to include that as the most influential periods of my life. Certainly, you take a little bit of every place you've been, maybe even stretching that out to the type of people you're around, that you adopt certain things that fit with a personal core values or your professional beliefs and what you want to achieve in your life. And all of that happened for me at Missouri. I had a chance to maybe not just develop my passion, because I came to Missouri with a passion, but certainly to build it, enhance it, and maybe more clearly define it. And what we were able to do at Missouri, getting football turned around back in the 90s after 14 years of losing, and building new facilities, remodeling the stadium, building a Dan Devine Pavilion, creating that entire concept called the Sports Park at MU, gave me a great deal of experience, a good amount of which I took, you know, to Oklahoma. When expecting to leave Missouri at any time, but it just worked out career-wise that it ended up happening, and then moving to Oklahoma and having to rebuild that program, which is a little bit hard to say even in retrospect,
right?
Because Oklahoma and Nebraska were the two programs that every other school in the Big Eight back then, the Big
right.
Eight, emulated, and they were always leading the way, and for whatever reason, Oklahoma lost its way during the 1990s and ran into a lot of trouble, and football primarily went down and stayed down for an inexplicable amount of time, you know, certainly uncharacteristic of Oklahoma's tradition. So I was asked to come and serve and be part of rebuilding that program, and we've done that. And it started with being able to take a vision that was exceptional into the University of Oklahoma and trying to make it happen, having great support of a university president, David Bourne, who directly recruited me every day, you know, before I finally said yes to come to Oklahoma, and a board, and then be able to be in a position to hire good coaches. The first coach I hired was Bob Stoops. And
it wasn't a bad hire, by the way.
Still working together. And I say this many times, just as a side note, maybe it's because, you know, I was in a position to hire somebody, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee anything. It's like a marriage of a different sort. You know, when you work together and have a relationship, particularly when you're two people that are demanding a lot of oneself, your own self, as well as the people that are around you, and trying to handle all the challenges and pressures that go with this kind of job. I'm so fortunate that I have a coach, you know, in a day-to-day working relationship that I trust without exception. And we work so well together. We focus on the things that help us get better every day. And most importantly, putting our teams in a position to be successful year in, year out. And very fortunate. You referred to the reason why this week is a little unique. And obviously the football game between the two schools have everything to do with that. But we've been able to have some success. We've won four Big 12 championships in football, a national championship. We've won over 30 conference championships since I've been there. And it's really a program that's on the move. But because we change each and every year by the fact that student-athletes graduate and go on, finish their eligibility, whatever, you know, things are always changing in the business. We have to find a way to get better and get restarted and try to go after one again. But I do look back on my experiences at Missouri as really maybe the most profound reason I'm in a position to do what I do at Oklahoma. The other thing, on a personal side, I met my wife in Columbia. She's a Missouri grad. My first son, Joe Jr., was born in Columbia. And so it's really a special place. I said when I left that in spite of the competition that might occur on the field, the friendships and relationships that I've developed are so good and so strong, and they will transcend everything that I do in the business. Oh, yes, you know, I've heard from quite a few of them this week, and they want to talk about the game. And I said, look, you know, maybe able to talk about it afterwards, but I'm pretty busy getting ready for it right now, and I'm not going down to San Antonio to start drinking margaritas and eating fajitas. You know, I try to do what I can as an AD to support my coach and my team. And so anyway, it is kind of a unique week. But again, you look back and have such fond memories of a wonderful place, and fortunate to be in another wonderful place. And now in my 10th year as AD at Oklahoma. That's even hard to believe.
It doesn't seem like it was that long. Yeah. You know, but one of the things I did want to ask you, and just a couple of things, I know you're busy, we're going to let you go, but as someone who was involved in the beginning of the rebuilding of the Missouri program, and now someone who's looking at it from a competitor's standpoint, what do you believe were the keys to the University of Missouri building up to the season that it has had this year in football?
Oh, it might sound a little bit trite, but it starts with a vision. Somebody has to have an idea of what they want for a program. And Missouri finally started understanding that. Sometimes you can stumble upon it and luck out and win some games and find yourself in a position you didn't expect. But in this particular case, I really see one of the key components is not just figuring out what you want, but going out and getting it done. Hiring good people, sticking with them, finding the resources they need to be successful so they can recruit. Our lifeblood of any sport at any university, recruiting, getting the right student athletes, being able to retain good people. Facilities were a big part of Missouri's issues back in the early 90s. You know, they didn't have facilities that would come anywhere close to measuring up, and we made a great amount of, traction in that area by introducing the sports park and then completing a good portion of it. And I credit Mike Alden, who came in after me, who took that plan and continued to develop and enhance it. And I said at the time, I mean, a lot of people might have said it was my plan or somebody else's plan, but it's really Missouri's plan, and it was the best thing for Missouri. And I think Missouri committed itself to that, and you look around the facilities on Missouri's campus right now, and they're spectacular. And I think that has been a big help to coaches of all sports, not just football, to having a great program. But it gets back to the vision and idea of what you want, being totally committed and finding the resources and pushing people in a certain direction. I can tell you that's the same thing we're doing at Oklahoma. You know, I went down there with an idea of what I wanted to help achieve for Oklahoma. Obviously, any kind of vision, any kind of plan has to be adopted by everybody. It's not any one person that makes it happen. It's the collective efforts of many people. And I think if you look at Missouri's success this year, you have to look at the collective efforts of a lot of people. Certainly the players on the field.
Most people here now and also ones that build it.
Right. People that had to take the hits, you know, for a lot of years when it was not popular. Getting people to take a leap of faith when others were saying, I don't think so. I mean, after all, this is the show me state. They wanted to see it done before people would adopt or buy in. And that can't work when you're trying to make something so difficult and complex occur. Like I said, you might luck out once in a while, but by and large, it does not work that way. And you think back to the people that did things when it wasn't the popular thing to do because they believed in certain people, believed in what they were saying, and believed that something special could happen. And they got in on the ground floor. And those are the people you think about the most. And I've used this sort of metaphor with our donors, our fans, our friends, our staff. Anytime we raise a trophy over the heads of the players or the coaches, and you know that is one of the common scenes anybody views after a championship, you have to visualize many other hands on that trophy than what you could see with the naked eye, because it took the collective efforts of a lot of people. And our approach down in Oklahoma is a very unselfish one. We don't worry about who gets the credit. It's not about whose idea it was. It's whether or not it was the right idea and whether or not it helped us achieve the goal that we set for ourselves and whether or not we did everything we could in our power to make the best things happen. And if we do all of that, by and large, it's going to work out more times than not. And that's been one of the reasons why we've had so much success and continue to be in a position to go after even more.
I'm going to let you go, and I'm not going to make you put you too much on the spot. We know Saturday you'll be rooting for your Sooners and for the Sooners to win the Big 12 championship. But I would think in the back of your mind, or at least there's a little bit of you that's proud to see that you'll be facing the University of Missouri as the North Division champs.
Any competitor wants to play the best and compete against the best to see how they measure up. And I look at the game on Saturday night as really two teams that are, in fact, the best in the conference right now. They didn't back in to the position they have. They didn't luck out. Both teams had to face some adversity during the year, were able to overcome it. And now they find themselves in a position to compete for a championship. So if you're going to win a championship, you want to be playing the best. Missouri is one of the best two teams in the conference right now, and we're facing them at the University of Oklahoma. And in our minds, we have to go through them if we want to win a championship in the Big 12, which is a very important goal for us year in and year out. They're wanting to do the same thing, and we stand in their way. So when you really think about it from a competitor standpoint, whether you have any association with the university previously or not, you got to believe that this is, you know, the kind of stage you want to be on. If I did not have a stake in the game, and I was just a fan sitting on the outside, of course I'd be very happy to see the success coming to Missouri, and to see some of those people who have stuck with the program for so long wanting something special to happen, and now they have it happening, to see them rewarded. There's nothing like seeing somebody's loyalty rewarded, because usually when people are very loyal to a program, it's usually unconditional. You don't attach the strings to it. And so when something good happens to them, you have to feel good about them and something that they're experiencing. And that's kind of the way I approach, you know, looking at their success, because I know so many people stuck with this program for a long, long time and not only just wanted it to be successful, but stepped forward to do the kind of things that it needed to be successful. So I'm happy for them. Now, that's about as far as my hospitality is going to go right now. I can be, we want to win that championship and be more effusive in my praise of Missouri after that. But anyway, it's a tough game. So we're all locked in trying to do what we can to help our team be successful.
We've been talking with Joe Castiglione, athletic director at the University of Oklahoma, formerly with the University of Missouri. Joe, it's great to have you in the studio.
Thank you for spending some time. And I just want to say to all those Missouri fans, you know, there are a lot of things that you did, you know, through the years that, you know, helped the program face some of the challenges and overcome its adversity. And this year, you know, a little bit of a microcosm of some of those years combined. And, you know, I think if anybody is thinking about how and why Missouri got here, it's got to be because of those people who hung through the tough years, thick and thin, and stayed firm to their beliefs in the University of Missouri program. And that's what it takes to have a great program year in and year out, not just a good team now and then.
Thank you, Joe.